Indigenous Peoples Day brought several hundred Sitkins to share a meal, dance, and music, and hear a panel discussion exploring Hakusteyi, or way of life. Panelist Gabrielle Raven Hammock, a 17-year-old artist from Des Moines, Washington, said she had only visited Sitka for the first time earlier this year for the 50th anniversary of Sheattica, Sitka's urban corporation. Hammock designed the logo for that event. Visiting Sitka gave her an overwhelming sense of Hakusteyi.
It felt like family immediately, and I think that's what it means to me. To go from not knowing much about my culture and to just being welcomed with open arms, I think that's what it truly means to be Native.
Louise Brady is a lifelong Sitkin, an activist for cultural preservation, and is well known statewide for her leadership with the Herring Protectors. Brady explained that she spent the early part of her life feeling defined by negative stereotypes, but she has found renewed strength in culture.
I feel like I have spent the last 40 years understanding that being a Tlingit woman is not defined by the bad, but it's defined by the good. It's defined by my ancestors who fought. It's defined by my mother who started a program called the Sitka Native Education Program 50 years ago. And it's defined by the people who started teaching the language and the songs and the dances, even though they could have gotten in big trouble from the other clans. You know, we have to remember that we have a living culture. And when we have a living culture, that's such a blessing, because that means, yeah, you know, sometimes I hear women didn't drum and women didn't speak, but you know what? Women also didn't vote. So you know what? I tell people, it's like, if we have a culture, if we have traditions that are hurting people, let's make new traditions.
Panelist Tommy Joseph described finding Hakusteyi through art. His mother was from a Coast Guard family, and his father was Tlingit from Kluwak. After the death of his father when he was 5, Joseph's paternal grandmother moved nearby and strengthened his ties to culture. But it was in carving that he flourished.
When we go visit with grandma, that's when we became Tlingit. That's when we learned about our Tlingit, who we were at the background. And then the rest of our time, we're on the other block where we were back to being us. I mean, the influences weren't there of the Native culture, but I found my way through the arts, because anywhere there was somebody doing carving or showing painting, or there was outdoor exhibition of something, which in those days there weren't too many. But I always found myself hovering over those kind of things. And so every opportunity there was, they came up with the culture, the arts. I was there.
Yedikuka Dion Brady Howard introduced the dance program earlier in the event and gave the crowd a lesson in Tlingit, especially the transition away from the former pronunciation of Tlingit with a hard K sound that doesn't exist in the language. During the panel discussion, Yedikuka expanded on this idea in discussing the Sitka School Board's decision last spring to rename Hoots Elementary, which means brown bear, from the original Baranoff Elementary, which honored a Russian colonizer who battled the local Tlingit. She said that modern Tlingit culture is less about rewriting history and more about restoring it.
They were trying to put back some of what had been taken by, you know, re-entering that goodwill, because they could have just said, we want to rename it. We'll rename it Sitka Elementary School. But a lot of the comments that came out of that were things like, okay, if we're going to name it something Tlingit, it needs to be something that's easy for everybody to say. Nobody cared how easy English was for our ancestors. Nobody cared. And so, you know, realizing that, you know, there's so much Eurocentrism left, and that's what we're dealing with, and having strong allies in those chat threads, having strong allies in those meetings. You know, people said, well, what's going to be next? Renaming the island? No, you renamed the island. It had a name. It was she. You renamed it. We're not the ones who are rewriting history. You are. And we need allies when those conversations happen, when those comments happen.
Following the panel discussion and audience questions, Sitka's Indigenous Peoples Day celebration moved into breakout sessions for the rest of the evening, including a crash course in Tlingit, deer calls, and a gooduck making and eating with Mount Edgecombe High School students. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.